Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 264, and we're going to start off with this from the Hysterium Haunted House in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hysterium Haunted Attraction in Fort Wayne is looking for new actors. Anyone that's willing to learn and has an urge to act and scare people for the 2023 season are invited to audition. Please see our Facebook page for dates, times, and other info. We pay our actors per show, feed our actors every night, have nightly recognition, visit other haunts, and have an end-of-season party. Join our team and become part of our haunt family. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hysteriumftwayne. We have this news from the Fearscapes Haunt and Escape Room in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Monsters are wanted. Fearscapes Haunted Attraction is now hiring. We're looking for a few team-oriented individuals for a variety of positions. Get paid to scare. We're currently hiring for the following positions: actors, roaming actors, stage crew, maintenance, security, and parking. No experience needed. We will provide everything and train you. Online applications are available now, and you must be 16 years of age or older. To apply, visit fearscapeshaunt.com. We have this update from Netherworld in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The Netherworld 2020 themes have been released. The first is Primordial. To stop the unspeakable horrors emerging from the Netherworld, massive primordial beings of water, wind, earth, and fire have been unleashed. Will the forces of nature prevail against the vicious nether spawn, or will our world be destroyed in a clash of the titans? Next up is Cryptid Chaos. To create a world of living nightmares, the boogeyman must drain the dark energy from the cryptid creatures imprisoned in the top secret facility known as the Box. Trying to escape before he destroys them, the cryptids, led by Mothman, the Jersey Devil, and the Chupacabra, mutate the staff into murderous urban legends and engage the boogeyman in a battle royale to place a new cryptid creature at the top of the food chain. Learn more about this at their website, fearworld.com. We have this news from the Phobia Haunted Trail in Leland, North Carolina. Phobia Haunted Trail is looking for haunt actors of all experience levels. We offer a variety of scenes and props to meet everyone's desired aesthetic. We provide on-site training, freshly prepared meals every night, competitive pay, and the experience of a lifetime. We pride ourselves on our family-friendly environment and our lucrative cast with actors from all over. If interested, please contact us at 910-895-7552, email them phobiahauntedtrail@gmail.com, or get more info at phobiahaunted.com. We have this from the Spooky Ranch at the Rockin' R Ranch Haunted Attraction in Columbia Station, Ohio. Now hiring for the 2023 season. Make some extra money and have fun working at one of the nation's top haunts. Please apply in person Wednesday or Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. on either September 7th, 13th, or 14th, and we'll train you to be a top actor. Experience is great, but not required. Located at the Rockin' R Ranch, Spooky Ranch, 19066 East River Road in Columbia Station. Please bring a valid ID. Get more information at facebook.com/spookyranch. Staying in Ohio, we have this from the Hudson Haunted House in Hudson, Ohio. We are thrilled for our 53rd season to begin. However, we need your help. As a nonprofit haunted attraction, we need volunteers so we can continue to give back to the community. Learn the art of the scare and help us give back to the community by volunteering this season. You can RSVP to our volunteer orientations happening September 9th and 16th on our Facebook page, or get more information on volunteering at hudsonhauntedhouse.org, or give us a call at 330-697-1279. We have this news from the Death Swamp Haunted Attraction in Lumberton, North Carolina. We're looking for volunteer scare actors for a haunted attraction in the community of Raft Swamp. We will provide the costumes and killer props. Our goal is to have paid actors next year. We will meet September 30th at 3 p.m. at 2515 Odom Road in Lumberton. And if interested, please send name and telephone number to Oxendine Land Management Services at yahoo.com. Death Swamp will be open every Saturday in the month of October and on Halloween night. Follow Death Swamp on Facebook, and we'll see y'all this October in the swamp of all your deepest fears. We have a little movie news, this time regarding the Predator franchise and the movie Prey. This comes via BloodyDisgusting.com. Over a year after debuting on Hulu, director Dan Trachtenberg's excellent horror movie Prey is finally being released on physical media. Bloody Disgusting has learned that Prey will be released on 4K and Blu-ray on October 3rd. Best Buy will be getting a Steelbook exclusive version of the release. Amber Midthunder stars in Hulu's Prey as a Comanche woman who goes against gender norms and traditions to become a warrior, bravely taking down a predator in the process. Set in the Comanche Nation 300 years ago, Prey is the story of Naru. She has been raised of the shadow of some of the most legendary hunters who roam the Great Plains, so when danger threatens her camp, she sets out to protect her people. The prey she stalks and ultimately confronts turns out to be a highly evolved alien predator with a technically advanced arsenal, resulting in a vicious and terrifying showdown between the two adversaries. Prey was nominated for a whopping 6 Emmy Awards this year, including Outstanding TV Movie, as well as writing, directing, editing, and music composition. We have this from the Hell's Gate Haunted Attraction in Lockport, Illinois. Hell's Gate Haunted House is now hiring. These are paid positions. Actors, makeup artists, costumes, technicians, bartenders, parking attendants, hospitality crew, and more are all needed. This September and October, join the zombie army and get ready for Rocktober. If you like the idea of scaring people for money, or bringing your artistic talents to the show, or you're simply looking for an exciting life experience, we have a place for you. Auditions and interview dates include Friday, September 8th from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday, September 9th from noon to 4 p.m. at Hell's Gate, 3101 Canal Street in Lockport. For any questions, email auditions@hellsgate.com or get more info at hellsgate.com. We have some sad news from the Hellheim Haunted Attraction in Withville, Virginia. We here at Hellheim have had 5 seasons of being the most metal and brutal haunted attraction in the Mid-Atlantic region. But sadly, 2023 will be our last season. Our contract with the Underrealms has come to a close, and we must descend back into the darkness. Just because this is our last season does not mean we plan on going out quietly. We plan to give you our full show of brutal scares and all outrage. Please do yourself a favor and visit us this season, as it will be your last chance to experience true fear before the doors close forever and we sink back into the earth. Thank you for all these amazing years of making our dream a reality. Until the next realm, get more information at HellheimHaunt.com. We have this news from the Fatal Fear Haunted House in Austin, Texas. Think you have what it takes to scare? Want to work with an amazingly talented group of people to put on a mind-blowing haunted house? This is your chance. We're looking for volunteers to fill spots on our 2023 Scare Crew. Fill out our volunteer registration page and we'll be in touch. Remember, those under 18 will need parental consent, and those under 16 will require an adult to volunteer with them. You can get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Fatal Fear Haunted House. We have this news from the Nightmare Chamber in Medford, Oregon. Want to be a part of the Nightmare Chamber this October? We're looking for volunteer actors to scare the wits out of people. Acting experience is a plus, and volunteer safety staff, people with experience as first responders who have first aid training, are encouraged to get involved to be part of the Rogue Valley's longest running haunted house. This is a volunteer program with some small financial incentives for those involved. Proceeds benefit various nonprofit programs, including the South Medford High School Theater Arts Department. You must be at least 14 years old. Anyone between 14 and 17 must have a parent or guardian on site while they're participating due to liability and insurance reasons. The first meeting will be held Saturday, September 16th and Sunday, September 17th from 1 p.m. on at the Nightmare Chamber, 10 East 3rd Street at the corner of Front and 3rd Streets in downtown Medford. Please come only if you're serious about getting involved and have a strong work ethic to help others. No drugs and no alcohol, please. Get more information at nightmarechamber.com/join us. We have an update from Sinister Halloween Con coming to Sacramento, California. We have a new guest announcement. Meet Elvira herself, Cassandra Peterson, at Sinister Halloween Con on October 21st and 22nd at the Scottish Rite Center. This will be her first convention visit to Sacramento, and she'll be appearing Saturday only. Note, she will not be appearing in costume as Elvira. Get tickets and more information today at SinisterCreatureCon.com. We have this from Corbett's House of Horrors in Davis, California. Are you interested in bringing the fear to Fear Farm? We're looking to increase our cast of ghouls and zombies now with 15 acres of terror. We're the largest haunt in Northern California. You must be 16 years of age or older, have no physical limitations or issues, and have a pulse. Opening September 29th, email corbettshouseofhorror@gmail.com or visit corbettshouseofhorror.com/casting for more information. And finally, we have this news from the Creep It Real OC event coming to Orange County, California. All set for summer camp? Creep It Real OC returns September 16th and 17th, taking place once again at the historic and highly haunted Heritage Museum of Orange County in Santa Ana. Come see what's on the activity schedule for this event's senior year. Find over 120 Halloween and horror-themed vendors selling their crafts, wares, and goods. Meet and greet celebrities from Disney's Hocus Pocus, including Vanessa Shaw, Omri Katz, and Jason Marsden, in camp for that weekend. Experience our Hocus Pocus Museum with actual props from both movies. Mingle with fellow spook enthusiasts. Rustle up some food truck grub and satisfy those sweet fangs with some spooky treats. Gather around the campfire circle for some great live Halloween music and get down with our very own DJ, the Vinyl Ghoul. This is your chance to get snappy and capture the moment with spooky camp-themed photo ops and some creepy members of the camp staff who are sure to make your excursions intense. Adding to the fun and new this year, there will be alcohol available for purchase. There are more special surprises to be announced soon, so stay tuned. With celebrities, huge shopping opportunities, music, food, and fun, there's so much creepiness happening right here in Santa Ana. Camp signups begin now, so be sure to get your parents' permission, and we'll see you there. Get more info at creepitrealoc.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News.
Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you know we talk so much on Big Scary News about shows and conventions and events coming up. Our last show was about a big event happening down in the Carolinas, and we always love to get the point of view from those owners and operators and organizers. But let's not forget our roots, where we came from, what we primarily talk about, and that is haunted houses. You know, the season's going to start in just a few short weeks. It cannot get here fast enough, and haunts all over the United States are furiously working hard to get ready for opening nights, which are probably going to be, hopefully, by the end of September in less than 1 month. And there's one that I visited a couple of years ago out in the very far southwest corner of the state of Iowa that, you know, I've known the owners for many years, finally got out to that area. They gave me a tour of the grounds. They hadn't started building at that time because it was spring. Well, they were sort of preparing the stuff, but I'm sure that they are in full swing right now. Of course, I am talking about the Right Reverend Michael Ross, a.k.a. the Gravedigger with Sinister Sydney in Sydney, Iowa. It's been way too long since I've seen him and his lovely wife, Laurie, but I was able to convince them to come on the show tonight. Right Reverend Michael Ross, how are you, my friend?
I am wonderful, Drew, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm cooling down a little bit. It hasn't been 90 degrees today because we're getting some terrible rain. And I hear you were in the hundreds this past week.
We were, and I spent 5 hours one day at 115 degrees out mowing of the property.
Oh, bloody, that's just horrible. So
yes.
But anyway, let's talk a little bit about Sinister Sydney. You know, I've never been there during season. Maybe one of these years we'll get out there. You're going into your ninth season. You were one of those that really started from the ground up. You started as a one-day home haunt. You grew it, you blossomed it, and now you are a very well-respected haunt in your section of the country. Tell us a little bit about Sinister Sydney and some of the things that people can expect if they're coming in from Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa to come and see you.
And don't limit to Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa. We got Kansas, and we've had Washington State, and we've had Florida, North Carolina. We got people come from all over, and we love it. We welcome them every chance that we can. But we started in 2015 as a one night, my wife and I, Mrs. Lori and I, have always been big Halloween people. We both started in scare acting and stuff back in 1979. And we decided we have all the stuff, but our property is slightly out of town. And so we never had any trick-or-treaters come. So we set it up. We decided we're going to have this big extravaganza. We set up a trail through the property, which at that time we actually are on 5 acres. We're on 5 acres. And so I set up just kind of a small trail. It was a little under a quarter mile, and it was nice. And we had a whole bunch of stuff when we put it out, and we had a really good turnout. And we both looked at each other and said, let's do this. And so we decided to take it seriously and set up for the very next, in 2016 was our first full season as a quote-unquote pro haunt. I call it that, or they call it that, because we do charge to get in. Everything, what we do out of pocket. We don't have a big overhead and, you know, lawyers and money men and things like that. We do this out of pocket. So we had to charge something just to recoup a little bit of what we put out. But we made it bigger, and the next year we made it bigger, and I actually purchased the 5 acres next to me so we could expand. And I did some measuring the other day, and we are up now to over 100,000 square feet of active space. That doesn't include the areas of the woods we don't use and such. That's just the active space, a little over 100,000 square feet and well over a half mile long trail.
That is fantastic. And you guys are in the middle of the heartland. So, you know, I know there's that reputation for, well, not really a reputation, but, you know, there's not a lot of haunts out that way. People think, you know, Ohio and Chicago, Detroit, Texas for lots and lots of haunts. But how is the haunted house scene in the heartland of, you know, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, et cetera?
Well, surprisingly, in just this area, and by that I include Lincoln, Des Moines, you know, about halfway of Iowa, and the Omaha area, we actually have a lot more than you would expect. Just the Omaha metro area, which I include us in, has like 15 haunts. Wow. Unfortunately, we did lose one for this season, the illustrious Mystery Manor, with the death of the owner of that.
Yes.
Wonderful man. And I believe there's one other that this is their last season. But we do have a lot more out here than you would expect. Once you get beyond those borders, it does thin out drastically. But it's actually a good scene. You could easily come and spend a week and do a couple haunts a night and have a great time.
I understand that you are now partnering with not one, but two other haunts, so to speak. You have like sister haunts.
This is correct. From the beginning, now I had a friend of mine owned a haunt named Madness Haunt in Council Bluffs. And we worked together. We were both building at the same time, and we worked together. And they have now added another haunt to theirs under their belt. So we now have three. That would be Madness in Council Bluffs and Eagle Hollow Scream Park in just outside of Lincoln in Eagle, Nebraska.
That is
And Sinister Sydney, and we call ourselves the Terror Trinity. And there's a Facebook page for it and everything now. But yeah, we worked. You know me. I believe that you work together with people, and it's for the benefit of all.
Absolutely.
And I just love that we have this connection between us, and we're actually going to be selling combo tickets to the haunts.
I was going to ask you if you were going to be doing any specials with the other two haunts, and it sounds like you are. And that's, you know, it's something that just doesn't happen enough in this industry, especially as you said, if you have an area that's got 10 or 15 haunts within a couple of hours radius, there's no reason not to partner up with a handful of them and say, hey, you know, you go to this haunt, you get $2 off ours. Just bring the ticket stub or, you know, whatever. And, you know, we'll give you a discount or you can buy a ticket to all three haunts for the price of two or something. And everybody wins in that circumstance. People go out and they spend an entire evening visiting more than one haunt. They all get scared. You guys have crowds. Everybody makes money. Everybody wins.
You look at it there. Now, this year, there's only 4 weekends in October, but most of the haunts open up at the end of September anyway, and some of them go into November also. But yeah, there's plenty of night to go everywhere, to go and do all the different experiences that you can. You know, people ask, so who's the best haunt around? You really can't answer that because every one of the ones around here are different. They all have their advantages. They, in our case, we of course are outside. We're a natural haunt. We have even what we call bioprops. I mean, we use nature to the best of our ability. And I'll tell you, there are some smells you just can't fake.
That is true. I've walked your property a couple of years ago when I visited, and I was like, wow, the way they use the lay of the land. And contrary to popular belief, your section of Iowa is not flat and filled with cornfields.
Negative. It is not. You are correct. And like I said, we're an outdoor natural haunt, so we're a little bit quieter, a little more psychological. We've not a lot of scream in your face, a lot of loud noises and loud music and things like that, which I don't, you know, in their correct areas, those are wonderful things, but we're outside. We can't have loud noises in one because you can hear it across the whole area. Now we have several others that are indoor haunts and they've got the music going and they've got the screamers and a lot of the pop scares and things. But like I said, every one of us out here has a different experience, and I recommend you go to all those different kinds of haunts because every one of them has got something that's going to get your blood churning. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. What have you got new for us this year for people who have been coming over the past few years and want to see something new?
Well, as you know, we try to expand every year in one form or another, and this time we're actually expanding. I added in a whole new section that we call Green Hollow Road. Now, that is in reference to, and whether it all folds out to be true or not, supposedly we have possibly the most prolific serial killer in American history was one town over from us. This is in the past. This is something that the gentleman is dead already, never was caught. But as soon as the story broke about it last year, I had a street sign made and I said, we're doing something with this. So I added a whole new section in some of our unused timber called Green Hollow Road Mushroom Trail. And then one of the stars of the show last year was the new Derek Shaft that we had set up. It's kind of mineshaft themed, and it wasn't that big. It was a nice little maze, but people still got lost in it for half an hour, you know, as they do, because it's pretty dark in there and everything. Well, we expanded that one out by about fourfold. So it's big, and it is a maze this time, and it is one you will definitely get lost in. So, you know, your experience through here may have gone from 20 to 35, 40 minutes. It could take you all night to get through it this year.
Oh, nice. Now, tell us a little bit about your character, the Gravedigger and Mistress Laurie. Every time I see you guys at, you know, HauntCon or Transworld or Midwest Haunters or wherever you guys are, you're always in character when you dress up like so. You've got the 100-and-some-year-old beaver hat, and you've got the long black cloaks and all that stuff, and you look fantastic. But what was the origin of the two characters?
The Gravedigger, I knew you'd bring him up at some point in time. He just wanted to talk about himself, so let's go ahead and let's get into it. All right, let's see. The Gravedigger, his origin, he is Reverend Michael the Gravedigger. His origins, he came up and he was a minister of a small community. And at the time that he was trying to help. And it was a community of ne'er-do-wells and outcasts and what have you. And unfortunately, it has a very dark history because there was a giant storm through one time, and he convinced them all to go into the chapel to for safety. And the chapel ended up getting hit by lightning and burning down and killing the entire population except him.
Ooh.
And he was left to bury every single one of those parishioners. And so very, very, very dark. Sorry to bring everybody down. But then he spent years fighting with his faith and how could this happen. And then one day in his wanderings, he happened across another small community of ne'er-do-wells, of monsters and outcasts run by this wonderful woman, Mistress Lori. She was kind of the grandmother or the mother of the entire group. And he fell in with them and fell in love with Mistress Lori. And she gave him a purpose again, and the people gave him a purpose again to take care of them and to help them and to hide their secrets at the same time. And so he then found himself a home and has been there taking care of them and being the father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather for all these outcasts and welcoming in anybody who did not feel right out there in society, you know what I mean? And so then once a year, or for one season a year, we convince other people to come in and meet the family. And that is what Sinister Sydney has become.
It has become a refuge for ne'er-do-wells hosted by the Gravedigger, it sounds like. And it sounds absolutely terrifying. So...
Well, we, you know, we're on our best behavior, well, close to our, the best behavior we can have, let's say, when our guests arrive, and once in a while we convince them to stay. But it's all in good time.
Of course it is. Now, I know that you make usually two conventions a year, and I know you went to a couple this year. What are your plans for 2024 for the Gravedigger and Mistress Lori? Where will they be possibly showing up?
Well, yeah, currently we hit Texas, the Texas convention this year. We had a blast. It was wonderful, and it's still growing, and they did a great job of putting it on, and they were very welcoming. Not to mention, it's an hour and a half flight to get down there, so it's the most convenient one I've ever gone to.
Nice.
But so we're pretty sure we're going to head back to the Texas convention again next year. And then, you know, where all our friends are going to be, East Coast, the new East Coast Haunters Convention. We got to check it out. We got to go there. And I got friends up in that area, and then all of our other friends are going to that one. And I'll tell you, I love the vendors at these conventions, and I love seeing the new stuff, and we always end up buying stuff. But the main reason I go to conventions, and Lori and I go, is to see our friends, to see the other friends in the haunt industry, the ones who we may see in chat a few times, you know what I mean?
Oh,
or
yes,
whatever, but we don't get to run up and hug them and leap on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what it's all about for us, is to go and see them and hang out with the good people. And so, yeah, East Coast and Texas, and there may be another one popped in there. We'll see how the schedules work out.
Well, you mentioned chat, and that's a very interesting segue, because you used to run a show called Haunt Chat that I believe members of the Big Scary Show were on in season one. You went several years. I believe it's currently on hiatus. But talk a little bit about what that is and where people can still find it.
Okay, well, it's Haunt Chat Live is what we called it. And the reason for that differential is because we actually have a group called Haunt Chat that we get together weekly and just literally just chat. And it's just a bunch of friends getting together to bullshit. And pardon me. But Haunt Chat Live, I had set up for that Haunt Chat to be able to be broadcast, and then they were like, no, what goes on in Haunt Chat stays in Haunt Chat. And I, okay, wait, I got all this stuff set up. What am I going to do with it now? All right, well, let's do a talk show. And, you know, there's a lot of talk shows out there already. How are we going to do one that's a little different? And that clicked. There are a lot of other talk shows out there already. And you know what? Not everybody knows about all those other talk shows. So let's do a talk show about the talk shows. So, yeah, I believe we're in season 5 or 6 of that. And all those are still available, all those old shows, including the Big Scary Show. And they're available on YouTube, Haunt Chat Live on YouTube. The Haunt Chat Live on Facebook will also have the links to them. And so those, all that stuff is still archived out there. We are on, I'm going to say, a temporary hiatus right now. Work schedule and haunt schedule, and, you know, the haunt has grown so much, and I've gone to, at the time I started it, I was just working a part-time job just to keep myself busy, and it turned into full-time. And, you know, I always did those promos for it, or the Gravedigger always did those promos, the little singing intros to them. And I just didn't have the time to put what I felt I needed to into them to make them quality. So that's why we've gone on hiatus for a while. But I don't think we're gone. We're just taking a break.
Well, we graciously and eagerly await the return of Haunt Chat Live. But in the meantime, for people wanting information, maybe you're traveling along I-29 through Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, heading north on from Kansas City or such, and you're looking for a very cool outdoor haunt. I assume cool would also mean the weather-wise, not just scary. How can people get information on Sinister Sydney with websites, social medias? What are your opening dates and all that good stuff?
All right. So Sinister Sydney. Pretty much just Google it. I'll be straight up. Oh, by the way, everybody, that is Sydney with an I, not a Y. Out of the 20 Sydneys in the United States, not a single one of them is spelled with a Y. Yet, autocorrect always wants to put a Y in there because of Australia.
That pesky so Australia.
Make sure you use a Y, although Google knows the difference and they'll come up with it anyway. But we are Sinister Sydney everywhere. Facebook, YouTube. In fact, just as a little background or backstory, the YouTube Sinister Sydney channel is not about haunt season. It's about the build for haunt season. So if you want to see some of the behind-the-scenes things, you can go out to there. We're on, where else are we? We're on Instagram. We're a hashtag on TikTok because Gravedigger and Elysium and Stabby Tabby and several of our other characters all have TikTok accounts, and so we're a hashtag on TikTok. I can't even keep track of all the different places that we're at. But if you just Google Sinister Sydney, you will get the map, you can get a street view, you will find links to all those other things on there, and we're everywhere. And we like it that way.
Reverend Michael Ross is the owner of Sinister Sydney in Sydney, Iowa, down in the southwest corner, not too far off I-29, and a very, very large truck stop, which is a really cool place to go. So be sure you stop by there, and if you're passing through the area, and go get scared. It's a fun place. It looks great. I can't wait to see it in full season. But Mike, my friend, it is a delight to have you here on the show.
I thank you so much for giving me a call and asking me to be on again. It's always a pleasure talking to you all the way back to the first time when I won something.
There you go. You are an absolute gruesome giveaway winner from many, many years ago, and I believe that's where we met, and we have hung out many times in New Orleans and Columbus and many other places, and hopefully our paths will cross in 2024, probably in the Philadelphia area, but it's a little too early to confirm that or not. But once again, ladies,
I want to tell you before you sign off, Mistress Lori sends her love too. She absolutely loves hanging out and chatting with you, as you said, when we run into you at the conventions and things like that. So she sends her love also.
Fantastic. Give her a big hug for me. Once again, folks, sinistersydney.com with an I. Check those guys out. Go visit their haunt. And once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.